Okay, so many people have asked me about how many days to keep, what's the sources, about should I keep 2 days, should I keep 1.5 days, should I keep 1 day? So the sources in front of you start with the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim that says that Makum Shenagu La'asot Melacha Be'arvei Pesachim Al Chatzot Osin. Makum Shenagu Shelo La'asot Ein Osin. They have different minhagim about Erev Pesach to do Melacha regarding the Korban Pesach. And then the Mishnah says, Ha'olech Mimakom She'osim. If you go from a place that in a minhag that did Melacha to a place that doesn't do Melacha, or vice versa, Mimakom She'in Osin L'makom She'osim, no nimalam chumri makom sheyatza misham v'chumri makom shealach misham. So the Mishnah says that what do you have to do? You basically have to go chumras of both sides. Close the door, please. Okay, you have to take the chumra of both sides. Meaning, if you came from a place that didn't do work and now you go to a place that does do work, you have to continue keeping the chumra of the place that you came from, and vice versa. If you have a town in Bournemouth or in Philadelphia that was Mekel, that did do work, and you go to a place in Hendon that actually is Machmir, so you got to follow the place that you go also. The Mishnah continued, but he said, Ba'al Yishaneh Adam Mibnei Machloket. However, and the issue comes about Machloket, make sure not to change because of Machloket. The Gemara talks about another case of Shvid, but not for now. So here's one very important criteria, the concept of Machloket. To make sure that what happens, to make sure that you're not causing machloket. So within this, and that's what's brought down the halacha also, but one piece is a story within the Gemara that says Rabba Bar Achana came from Bavel and he ate what's called aitara. Aitara is a type of fat. Now, aitara is, depending on the minhag, it's a kosher fat. Right? Chalev is the aser fat. In our terminology, it's called the shuman, which is a kosher fat. But aitara comes from the word yeter. Right? Doesn't just mean extra, but it means fat. Now, there are certain minhagim that some people were machmir not to eat that fat, and some didn't take that chumrah. So, from the place that Rabbi Baruch Hanna came, he used to eat that. But then he came to a place that was machmir. And the Gemara is going to say there might be a distinction between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So, all the Gabei Rabbi Avia Saba of Rabbi Beri de Rabuna came to the Chazinu, they saw he was eating this fat. Right? So once Rabbi Bar Chana, same many sources over there, once Rabbi Bar Chana saw them, he covered it up because he didn't want to cause a machloket. That's in the previous sugar right before, that you made us like a kutai. We're not going to get into the exact details now. I want to just go get to the point of the halakha here. That's earlier on in the Gemara, in Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says, for Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Lesle, Hoditznan, our Mishnah, how is he eating the fat? When he came to the place that was Machmir, not to have that fat, Hoditznan, no sinim lav chumay amakam shiach misham, chumay amakam shalach lacham, we keep the chumas. So two different answers. There's Abaye and there's Ravashi. Ravashi's answer is brought down the halakha. Abaye's answer is a very interesting answer also. Abaye's answer is there's a difference in Bavel and Bavel and Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. There you have to keep both chumras, right? Or Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. But when you're coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you do not have to keep the stringencies of Bavel. Cave and the Anan, Kaitin Lahu, Abdin Kamasai. Once they're subordinate to Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to take on the chumras of Bavel. Okay, very interesting, nice Tzioni Torah, Vayikra. Rav Ashi Amar, important piece of halacha. A few team of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, even if a guy's coming from Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, you have to take the chumras of Bavel. But a heicha, when is that true? That's only when the ein daito lachzor. When do I have to take on the chumras of Bavel? That's only when I don't have in mind to what? To come back. Okay, but Rabba Baruch Hanna, daito lachzor hava. So here, this is a big piece which is brought down the halacha. The question is, I'm now here studying for Eretz Yisrael. Am I planning on going back? Am I not planning on going back? Well, that's one of the major criteria. So we've seen two criteria so far. Abaye's criteria about Bavel and Eretz Yisrael is not brought down the halacha, at least most probably. But the question of both machlokes and also daito lachzor is.
The halacha brings down in the next source, and I'll take all the questions. Just want to go through it a little bit and take the questions.
In Siman Tov Samaches, Siv Dalit, the halacha brings down, ha'oleich mimakom she'osim mimakom she'ein osim.
If I go to a place that usually does work, now to a place that doesn't do work, lo yaseh b'yishuv. So here comes another piece. This is based on the Gemara, later on in the Gemara, that says, if you're in a yishuv, make sure, meaning where people are going to see you, as opposed to, let's say, one of the big questions comes, let's say I'm at an airport in the middle of Tallahassee, where there's like nobody's going to know me at all. Okay? Here we're talking about yishuv, where there's Starbucks around, and you know people are going to know you. Okay? There, make sure then to follow the chumra, the place where you come to. Maybe I'm not focused. Aval ozeu bamidbar, but if I'm in some sort of desert, I can continue following the leniency of the place that I came from. Onwards. You go from a place that you don't do to a place that you do. Lo yase, because you keep the chumrah. The nosim alav chumrah makom shiyatz misham chumrah makom shalach lasham. Vafapikain, make sure lo yitra'e mipneihem shu batel. Okay, we have to make sure that that you're being more stringent. We have to make sure not to appear that you're just stam a batlan, because again, we make yisur lo olam al yishena adam bnei machlokim. Vachain. If you plan on going back to where you were originally from, so then as we've said, as long as you're not in front of those people to cause machloket. Therefore, one of the big issues that come up, this is not so simple. But even the people that say for sure, we're going to see in a second, that Rav Moshe says that a person from West Hempstead, who's planning on living in West Hempstead and never, didn't get any Zionistic education and loves Eretz Yisrael, but has the Shita that it's only going to be the time of the Mashiach, and there's no way in heaven save his parents, or no way you're going to let him be in Eretz Yisrael. There's for sure, it's 150% he's going back to West Hempstead. So, and he's going to keep 2 days. But there's still an issue of being able to, when you have public minyanim in Eretz Yisrael, and you're announcing it publicly, the second day minyan, in itself, that is not proper also. It's got to be done in a much more tsanua way, and in a way to, it's definitely causes masloket, and definitely not the right thing to be done. So even if you're living like in an American community, in Ramot, or in Modi'in, the right way to do it is to be doing it in a much more tsanua fashion, to be able to have, not to cause machloket. That being said, Mishkan Brura brings down in Siman Tov Tzadik Vav a ben chutz laaretz that's coming to Eretz Yisrael. If he plans on going back, sorich la'asod shnei yamim yom tov. You got to do 2 days yom tov. This was the most popular psak for many years. Growing up, when I went to yeshiva in 1993, this is what people did. If you weren't thinking of making an aliyah, you were in Zionist, like, well, you kept 2 days. In the yeshivish world today, you're coming to learn Tamir for 3 years. This is what people do. You keep 2 days. You have friends who went to Tomo, whatever it is. They keep it 2 days. There's no kasha. Why? And says in Mishkan Brura, Mikom Makom Tfilas Yom Tov Tzarich Litpalel B'Beitov B'Tzina. But again, says the Mishkan Brura Beforish, as opposed to what you're going to see, Litzari Harav, where people are going to be going to the Inbal Hotel and so Beforish against the Mishkan Brura. That you have to be doing it bitzina, okay? And you shouldn't be doing it in a very ostentatious fashion. However, therefore Rav Moshe says, and here's some more criteria, in Chelek Bet Siman Kuf Aleph, Bachor that came from Chutz La'aretz Yisrael to learn, and he's dependent on his father for cash, right? He's not self-sufficient yet, okay? So, this was in the 1960s, this was a tshuva. That was written to Rav Moshe. So he says, "Davar Mashayiti Beretz Yisrael b'yeshiva shalosh shanim." Right? Guy says, "I'm coming to learn for 3 years." V'chazar dolkan. The guy says, "I now was in the mirror for 3 years. Now I went back to Chutz La'aretz. V'atam mikaved. Now I want to go back to Eretz Yisrael to stay." Aval in zabor baruch. But the guy wasn't sure. He made poshut. Says Rav Moshe, "Lafi ani yozdaiti. Da'fi otcha be'Eretz Yisrael. Hayal echad din ben Chutz La'aretz. Even when you were in Eretz Yisrael for those 3 years." You what? You for sure did ben chutz laaretz, as we just quoted. The bachurim, according to Magen Avraham, the bachurim alam di yeshiva, mikri daitam lachzor. You daitam lachzor. Ava pisha daitam lamor, even though you're going to learn here 2-3 years. Umashi chlata says Rav Moshe biyokhasham nisha'er. I turn the page. Lagur sham, even though you decided that you want to live there, that decision means nothing. Why? Kol zman shata ravak, that you're single, v'horecha darim b'kan be'America or in England, I'm adding that, right? Or Canada, right? It doesn't matter if you're living and you've decided, if you're not self-sufficient, u'kumoshe ra'inu, says Rav Moshe, it's just sovcha v'chiyach, look, you decided that, but you got back, things changed, and you decided to stay here in the Chutz La'aretz. Shabbat l'kam chazara. V'lo yadu alcha gamri im telech l'eretz shav b'karov l'ishtakeya. Aye, says Rav Moshe, the Shari Tshuva and Siman Tav Tzadik Vav Sifkan Bet says b'achur shabam yichutz l'aretz l'eretz Yisrael pashtau ra'ah shiaseh k'eretz Yisrael. What is that true? That's dafka. Rav Moshe says that Shari Tshuva is dafka b'achur that has no ties to Chutz La'aretz, even if av shiyesh lo horim, even though he's got family in Chutz La'aretz, but he's self-sufficient. Eino somech al shulchanam. He has a parnasa here. Or, very important, even if I'm not self-sufficient, but my parents are all on board for me to stay in Eretz Yisrael. O shiyeskimu horom shiyeshtakeh b'Eretz Yisrael. Behein yishlichu parnasato l'sham. And they're going to send you your parnasa. But a bachor that is a keshim horav, shein lo haskama kazumei rav, hayav Eretz Yisrael b'lo dira kfuah. Right, he's just down in the dormitory of Yeshivat HaKotel. Explains Rav Moshe Feinstein, calls money, don't get married. Even if you're in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years, 3 years, doesn't matter, you become like a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and therefore Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That's what you should be doing. Now, Rav Nevin, so that's the pshat of Rav Moshe. That was the classical pshat of American Jewry for many, many years. Okay? However, there are other psaks. Rav, what Rav Moshe says chad v'chalak, that if a bachur ravak decides to stay here and he's 100% confident, that decision has no teeth in halacha. Rav Nevinzal says the diametric opposite shita. Rav Nevinzal says if a person is 100% confident that he's going to be staying here, and he's really, he's not just Tom saying it because he wants to only keep one day. Therefore, you keep one day. That's Rav Nevin Sal's Pesach. Okay? Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal is written over here, notes that although many students may say they've decided to settle in Eretz Yisrael, such statements don't affect their halachic status, since most of them will not defy their parents. One status only changes if you resolve to settle in Eretz Yisrael despite parental objections. But if parents have explicitly endorsed this decision to remain in Eretz Yisrael, and will continue to support it, which is very much like Rav Moshe says. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. The other extreme shita is what we call the famous shita of the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin, when in Rome. Now, then what does he say? You keep one day. Why do you keep one day? He says, but it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Says you have to keep the chumras of Hendon, and Gold is Green, and Haslow, and Hebrew Academy. Yes, there are chumras of Hebrew Academy. Right? You got to keep those chumras. What's going on? Says the Chacham Tzvi, v'lo amru, no'im alav chumri makom shiyatza misham, ela b'chumra shirashayim b'nei ha'makom shiyatza mizem, mishum linho chumratam b'makom anogim kula, avi yikvu diratam b'makom alaz. אבל בדבר שאילו באו בני מקום החומרה למקום הקולה וחוו דירתם בו היו אסורים מנהוג חומרתם וזו לא אמרו. He limits it. He says, when do you keep the chumras from where you came from? Only in the chumrah where you're allowed to do that. Alright? Meaning, if I decided to actually stay there. But here I can't, because once I've actually stayed here, then I'm not allowed to stop and keep, I'm going to always keep 2 days. I'm going to always keep 2 days. I love 2 days Yom Tov. Ari Cutler, I used to love 2 days Yom Tov. Right? I used to love having two Siddurim. So I should say, I like this mission. I want to keep two. I'm living in Israel. I pay Israeli taxes. A lot of taxes. I get an Israeli salary. Don't call me not Israeli just because I wear a jacket on Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? I'm Israeli. But I really love. I should keep the chumras of loving two Siddurim. Says the Chacham Tzvi, doesn't work that way. The only way that you're allowed to keep those to that chumrah, let's say, of the 2 days, the patent is what? Is if I can keep it, if I actually lived here with that chumrah and I did it kavua. But the davar she'ilu bo b'nei makom ha'machumrah, l'makom ha'kula, v'kavu dirotam bo, it would be asur in a kavua way, like nowadays, Kotler lives here, I can't just tell him, say, I'm going to keep 2 days, that's pashut, not allowed to do that. Okay, lo amru. Okay, therefore, the kevah to the Eretz Yisrael, isur hu lo sif yom echad al mitzvah, ein yad ba'am she Eretz Yisrael lo sif yom echad yoter me'akatu ba'torah, ולחמיר אף הבאים בחוץ לארץ אסורים מהם לנהוג שני ים תשקוליות כל זמן שהם ארץ ישראל אפילו דרך הרי. Why? So this is what people usually quote, but it's not enough to quote just to say Hamakom Goring, concept of when in Rome being Rome, when in Eretz Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're now become Ben Eretz Yisrael. Okay, ואין זה בכלל חומרי המקום שיצא משם. Okay, so there are two different arguments that the Chacham Tzvi says. Number one is Hamakom Goring, which we do say another realm in halakha when it comes to Purim, that once you're here for 1 day, there is a meaning that might be limited to Hilchos Purim, that you get that status. But furthermore, you have to answer up, when do we say that you keep the chumras of both sides? The compromise position, I turn to page 3, is the day and a half and the 2.5 positions. Okay? Now this has became much more popular from Rav Soloveitchik. Okay? Therefore, many of Talmidim of Soloveitchik will tell you to keep a day and a half. Okay? Which basically says it goes 2 ways. Either you follow Chacham Tzvi. Okay? And therefore you daven tefillat chol on the 2nd day, putting on tefillin with a bracha. But a way of a compromise, they don't do any malacha on the 2nd day, to be choshesh with other opinions. Right? This is what Rav Soloveitchik used to advise his Talmidim. Right? He mentioned that his family tradition was that basically the Chacham Tzvi's opinion was more correct. Others, i.e. Rav Shechter has an opinion. Rav Shechter has an opinion to go the other way, which they call a 2.5 opinion. They say, I'm reading it in English now, they follow what is always the majority opinion, and therefore you observe 2 days of Yantif, abstaining from Malacha on the 2nd day, and Davin Tfilas Yantif, including Kiddush, and observing the 2nd Seder on Pesach. But at the same time, you have to be choshesh for the opposing view and putting on tefillin in the 2nd day without a bracha and listening to Abdullah and Shul at the end of the 1st day. Okay? This is what Rav Shechter used to do and does. He's a Talmid Rav Shechter. I think Rav Tarigan tells certain people to do this also. The rationale behind this practice is not always to be on the lookout for every possible chumrah, right? But rather to follow the classical majority view, that visitors must observe 2 days and at the same time be tolerant enough to show respect for the minority view. Just 2 other pieces and we'll take questions. I just want to go with 2 other pieces. There's much more, but so let's say 2 other pieces. Number one is, but I own a house in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Some people will want to say that. Katva Achroni, the Shabru and Sima Tav Tzadik Vav, says Misha Oker Dirato Misho Banabi Makom Lamakom Lisabli Table Arviach Ava Bishop Shata Kirato. Right, I've sold my house. Okay? I plan on coming to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now the other way. Misha Oker Dirato Misho Banabi Makom Lamakom Lisabli Table Arviach Ava Bishop Shata Kirato. I thought they told Laksolam Makomo. Can Misha in Dito Laksor Dami? The stump of the milta came in that cradle on she may say koshim otse parnasatom ravacha but koma kom shalach nisham eino zaz misham. So number one is, if I sold my house in Chutz La'aretz and I come here, there's no question. The kosvu owed, mi she ain't daito lachzor, av apish ishto nishara bim koma rishon, afilo achi ain't daito lachzor mikri. Mishpur says, my wife's living there and I'm a traveler. Right? My wife lives in Chutz La'aretz. Okay? Or let's do it the other way, which is much more common nowadays, right? You have a house in Eretz Yisrael, and for business, you're traveling every week to Chutz La'aretz. And my main parnassah is from where? It's from Chutz La'aretz. So the answer is, you're still called, at that point, you're still called in Eretz Yisrael at that point. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the whole question of, is there an idea of, if I own, my family owns a home, I'm not planning on living here, but I own a home here. Is that enough of a criteria that I should keep 1 day? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva here, in Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Daled, V'davar Shabbat Tzvar Yitzra, turn the page, L'mod Sham, V'yad Daitcha, Achar Shana U'Shnatayim, to go back to America. Okay? Avagam Ishtecha Nasa Yimcha, V'dira Yishlecha Be'eretz Yisrael. Okay? So you came for a 2-year sabbatical, and you plan on going back to Chutz La'aretz. Okay? But you have a house in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have a house in America now. You got the case? Guy comes with his wife for a 2-year sabbatical. He has a house in Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't have a house now in Chutz La'aretz. According to the Radvaz that the Magen Avraham brought down, that we just said, that was the opposite case. Even though he plans on going back, because you don't have a house. So the opposite is also true. Sober case. In that case, would be like a din Eretz Yisrael. That's seemingly the pshat. You go where you have the house. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Ravaz is not so simple. You can't compare the time of the Ravaz and hundreds of years later. The b'chol hazmanim mar erach is asarot shanim achronot. Hayanimyan misiyah mimakom l'makom. Davar kasheh. That idea, he says, sociologically, people wouldn't travel like people travel nowadays. They didn't just have an easy jet, right? They had, nowadays we, people have certain comforts. At that time, sociologically, what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down from socioeconomically, based on the Radvaz, once I, for those 2 years, took that sabbatical. Basically, now I have a house in Eretz Yisrael. Who cares? The assumption at that point was, you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Or, if you go the other way. Why? There's an umdana gedola, v'im yatzei parnasa, v'otom akom shalach l'sham. You're not going back. Therefore, it's for sure, ain't daito l'achzor. That was the reason of the Radvaz, the Magen Avraham. Says Rav Moshe, but nowadays, you come here to Eretz Yisrael. Avos v'neim shu tirchev tan, it's not a big deal to hop onto a plane. Could be $1,500, but it's not a big deal. Av me America Eretz Yisrael, $1,500 is a big deal, but the tircha is not as much of a big deal. Ah, me America Eretz Yisrael, shebanim bepachod miyud bet shaot, come less than 12 hours unless you're from LA. V'cheshbon ha'atzal lo nechshav klum l'rubinim shim midinatenu. That was after, since the last 10 years, it might be a big deal. The boy mitan l'sham misham l'kam gam on yani simcha ktanim, you come for a cousin's bar mitzvah. So there's not that same ha'umdana. Therefore, explains Rav Moshe, v'meila talui v'achlatat adamim lachzor lo lachzor. V'abayit, af im yiknuya lo lagamrei, even though you have a house in Eretz Yisrael, eina gamkin umdana. Sharbei anchei America kanu batim Eretz Yisrael avor zmanim akzarim shorotzim lashor Eretz Yisrael prakim. Having your vacation home to come here once in a while does not make you a ben Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Moshe, "L'chein l'masa tali zeh b'datcha v'dat ishtecha shim adayin lo michlatem nisha'er b'Eretz Yisrael yesh lachem din ben chutz la'aretz v'michlatem nisha'er b'Eretz Yisrael yesh lachem din ben Eretz Yisrael." Therefore, according to Rav Moshe, if you may have heard this before, "Oh, I have a house in Eretz Yisrael, therefore I can keep one day." According to Rav Moshe, that doesn't fly. Doesn't fly. Therefore, if you're just pure Rav Moshe, just because you have a house in Eretz Yisrael in Zichron Yaakov or in Yemin Moshe, depending on at what point you bought this house, right? Or in Katamon, or in Talpiot, I'm trying to think of other places, if I'm British, if it's Ranana and Netanya, right? The British, if you're French, also in Yerushalayim, other places, depending where you are, okay? That will not make you into a Ben Eretz Yisrael. One other piece, and then we're going to start the Chaburas. There's another piece that's brought down, which is called Shalosh Regalim. Oh, I'm going to be here for all 3 Regalim. So if I'm going to be here for all 3 regalim, therefore I should have what? Therefore I should keep only 1 day. This is what is brought down here also. Near the Fiyah News 19 in the Tshuva here that says, Yesh Ladun. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember who it is. Is this Rav Moshe or is this, I think it's a continuation of Rav Moshe. Not Rav Shlomo Zalman. That said, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Shlomo Zalman basically said as follows. If a person has a set house, and listen to this, and you desire, v'kav'u atzmam liyot tami b'dir atzam shver atzoy yachad imishno b'nei beito b'chol shloshen ragalim. I have a house here, and I made a decision with my wife, all shloshen ragalim are here. So you have a house, and you have a decision that you're going to be here all three shloshen ragalim. Even though most of the year I live in Montreal or in the five towns, da'av shemarov ha'shanahim b'chutz la'aretz, since the whole concept of the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, this halacha is by the Shalosh Regalim. Mira lefiyani yuzdaito, b'dati, de'in aliyem shem shal b'nei Chutz La'aretz v'yachas liyom tov sheni. Va'av shehem tluyim, even though b'chidosh. Now it might be that I'm dependent b'das achim, because let's say we plan on going every Shalosh Regalim, but I have an elderly mother-in-law. So I'm not going to be able, tachlis-wise, what's going to happen this year? So this year, I only went 2 out of 3. So that's it. I no longer get that status now of a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He explains, no. V'av sheim tulim tami b'dat achirim, v'yei shelo yela makom ba'aviron, or the tickets ran out, v'chadome, v'yisachu ba'akoch l'yishayim b'chutz la'aretz. V'az v'adai yechayavim, in that case, if you were in chutz la'aretz, you have to keep yantav sheni, because you do live there, and you are mamash b'nei chutz la'aretz. Israel Choshvani says Rav Moshe, the Kevin Shekach Darkam Tamid Harihen Kibnei Eretz Israel in Yanzem Vadif Tzvei Minishishol Dira Beretz Yisrael B'Dira B'Chutz La'aretz V'Dari Mishno B'Kviyut Chatzi Shana Beretz Yisrael Chatzi Shana B'Chutz La'aretz. Right? He says this is even better that I have one house. I do 6 months here, 6 months there. Okay. The Ein L'Chayel B'Komo V'Shato. In that case, it goes based on where you're at. This is better. Kibazer, AAV, etc. If it's less than 6 months, it's not called a dira. So if you do 6 months, 6 months, then if you're here, that's something else. Ram Nira, the Hasim Yeshlach Shur, Beligzor al Rukalim, Shemeret Shur al Rukalim, etc. Fine. So he ends up saying there, again, this is where it comes, where you have this idea of being in tziruf with the shita of the Chacham Tzvi. And, if I'm not mistaken, there's a lot of other things to do here. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shlomo Zalman had said that for the three, when it comes to the... Yeah, if you look at Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he had said about three chagim also. Okay. Something else. Okay. So the bottom line is there's a lot more stuff to do, but I've already taken up much more time. The bottom line where I did a small skira of the different shitot. One of the things, I guess, as a maskana, is it's not just some flippant, I'm going to keep one day, whatever, even before I take the maskana. It's very complicated, and that's why there's 8 sheets. We only went through 4 of the pages. But the question of, when you work, what do? I have a Jewish boss that's sending me an email on Yom Tov Sheni, and he's in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm in Chutz La'aretz, vice versa. There's all different halachot. If I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and I go to America, Milach Betzina, there's a lot more pieces, but we wanted to keep this short. As I said, we had a busy day today. Bottom line is, one of the things that I believe is possible, a person can't just decide, you know what, I learned the sources, I like the Chacham Tzvi, I'm going to keep the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, that's not being a Ben Torah and Osek Ma'alach at all. Okay, this is where you have to, I started speaking to certain people about Aser Harav, you have to know how to have a Rebbe. If you don't have a Rav, this is where you go from your home to know what the posek of your family is, and that's where... You have to be able to know, at least know the shitot. Don't just say, okay, I hope I have Chacham Tzvi. But you have to be able to know, what does the Chacham Tzvi say? Know what Rav Moshe says, know what Rav Shechter, Rav Soloveitchik, that you're able to be educated to know. And the truth is, some of the questions will say, oh, by Sukkot, I kept 2 days, but now, by Pesach, something's changed. So all these different halachot that come up, look forward to continue speaking about it with everybody. If everyone will face that way,
Charlie will be giving his chabura now.
First off, we're